I'm here with Richard Baiklich, CSO of Mandiant, a security company, and he's at Elite's conference in Miami to talk about the security needs at law firms and what the threats and problems are in the legal space. Richard, what's the current risk level to law firms?
I think every law firm needs to treat security as a business problem that's going to affect them. Everyone, if you have a network, you're exposed. You're not necessarily exposed to the same types of threats that everyone sees, but the fact that you have information that could be of interest to others makes you a target. So you do need to treat it as a problem you have to deal with.
What kinds of firms are most at risk from attack or sort of criminal invasion?
At Mandiant, we see all sorts of firms. We note this particular interest in acquisitions and mergers. There's interest in firms that handle patent applications. Law firms are a high-value target because they handle data from many different clients, and it is often the types of data that we see nation-state actors and some criminal actors want to steal.
IP companies are often boutique firms. Do they really have the kind of resources they need to be able to do battle in this if they're high-value targets?
Generally not. Typically, the expertise is found in larger companies. So when you get to the multinational level, they tend to have the size that they can distribute the cost of security across many thousands of users. When you're talking about boutique companies of really any size, or I should say of any industry, when you're dealing with a small-sized company, it can be difficult to defend yourself.
Are there firms that cover certain kinds of clients that might be most at risk?
If you're a law firm that has clients doing business in certain countries, China, Russia, a few others we could potentially name, there's a high chance that you are being targeted and that actors are trying to break into your network to find out what you know.
A lot of law firms don't have heads of security. Do you think the time has come now for firms to have discrete role areas for that?
I think so. I think a service firm of any type, once you get to someone who works with knowledge, you know, a company that deals with intellectual property, once you get to about the 100-person level, that's a good time to start looking at hiring a chief security officer.
Where are they going to find these people? Because they don't come from legal. So what are the best kinds of security people that they should be hiring?
Well, that's a good question. The chief security profession isn't that old, and you have to try to find someone who's not just a techie, someone who can sort of work with the business and such. There's no sort of pool of chief security officers out there, but there are more of us every day.
How many law firms do you think are really suffering from these kind of intrusions and having data stolen that's of high value that is causing a serious impact?
Well, anyone who has a network has some sort of risk. We at Mandiant have been tracking threats to law firms specifically since about 2008. That's when we, prior to previous work, we saw a very large rise in the number of attacks on law firms. So I do consider it a problem for a law firm.
How many of the AmLaw Global 100 do you think have had attacks from, say, for example, from nation states and such like?
It's a tough question to answer. Our statistics show that for the Fortune 500, just companies in general, the number is in the 30-40% range. I don't know how well that translates to law firms, though.
Do you think it might translate a reasonable amount, bearing in mind that you said that it's easier to hack a law firm than it is to hack all their clients?
Yeah, that is true. The law firms have some unique characteristics that make it difficult to defend them. They are dealing with documents. They're opening them on a regular basis. They're dealing with outside parties who send them information. All of this makes them susceptible for phishing attacks.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Yeah, thanks.